USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a sweeping impeachment report, the House outlined evidence of significant conduct by President Donald Trump toward Ukraine, findings that will now underscore a debate over whether the 45th president should be removed from office. The 300-page report from Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee makes the case that Trump misused power of his office for personal political gain and, in the course of their investigation, obstructed Congress by stonewalling the proceedings like no other president in our history. The report does not render a judgment on whether Trump's actions stemming from a July 25th phone call from Ukraine rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, though. That is for Congress to decide. In a statement from the White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, she said, "Chairman Schiff and the Democrats utterly failed to provide and produce any evidence of wrongdoing by the president." This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Background checks on gun purchases in the United States are climbing toward a record high this year, reflecting what the industry says is a rush by people to buy weapons in reaction to the Democratic presidential candidate's calls for tighter restrictions. By the end of November, more than 25.4 million background checks, generally seen as a strong indicator of gun sales, have been conducted by the FBI, putting 2019 on pace to break the record of 27.5 million set in 2016, the last full year Barack Obama was in the White House. On Black Friday, the FBI ran 202,000 checks alone. As health officials scrutinize marijuana vaping, it's increasingly on the law enforcement radar as well. From New York to Nebraska farm country to California, authorities have seized at least 510,000 marijuana vape cartridges and arrested more than 120 people in the last year, according to an Associated Press tally, news accounts, and official releases. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of getting robocalls on your phone? Everybody is, and Chris Barnes from USA Radio has the report.
You're wondering who I am.
Tech company RoboKiller says nearly 6 billion with a B robocalls were made in the month of October alone. That's 22 calls for every person in the United States. RoboKiller keeps track of the unwanted calls by minute, day, and week. It says over 4,200 robocalls were made every second last month. Five cities in Texas lead the U.S. when it comes to receiving robocalls, with Dallas at number one. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin are stepping back from their day-to-day roles within the parent company Alphabet, but plan to remain as board members and keep their ownership stakes. The two tech billionaires said in a blog post that they were ready to hand over the company reins to Sundar Pichai, who became CEO of Google in 2015 and now will take on the additional role of Alphabet CEO. Alphabet is the umbrella corporation created in 2015 to hold Google and keep it structurally separate from the company's other interests, such as the driverless company Waymo, the life sciences unit Verily, and other miscellaneous businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.